Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily, the only philosophy show where 15 ancient traditions enter the ring, and your Tuesday is the one taking the hits.
This podcast comes from thegodshow.us, a free daily multilingual project where one user's question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question: when I realize I have been more committed to the idea of changing than to actually changing, what have I been doing with the time? Which could mean, have I been lying to myself? Or is there something weirdly useful about the rehearsal phase that I keep refusing to graduate from? Or just, what do you call years of very sincere not quite doing? Let's sit with that. What have you been doing with the time? Almost every tradition lands in the same zip code, but they get there by completely different roads. Christianity says you've been tending an altar, lighting incense before the image of a better you, while the actual work, the specific bleeding Tuesday in front of you, waited. Islam says you've been making tawaf around yourself. Circling. Sincere white cloth, sincere intention, never once stopping to face the Kaaba directly. The Prophet said, deeds are judged by intentions. But he meant that as a floor, not a ceiling. Intention without the deed isn't piety and reserve. It's the stone you never threw, still warm in your fist.
Judaism is the one that made me actually flinch. The rabbis ask, who sins more, the person who forgets to repent, or the one who repents so beautifully they never stop? Because you can build a sukkah with perfect walls and a perfect lulav and still miss the whole point, which is that the stars have to get in. The stars getting in is the commandment. The blueprint is not the dwelling. And they're pointing out that the portrait of yourself changing kept you very good company.
Buddhism and Vedanta are doing something sharper here. Buddhism says you've been feeding a small fire called the one who will change. And the warmth of that fire was enough that you didn't notice the cold. The guilt that feels like progress, still fuel for the fire, still clinging. Vedanta twists the knife. The commitment to transformation is the ego's most elegant self-preservation. It gets to be noble, spiritual, almost there, and never have to die. That's the move. You were never still long enough to see who was actually home.
Stoicism will not let you wallow in that for even a second. Marcus Aurelius energy. Your grief about the lost time is just the old habit wearing a philosopher's robe. The statue of your future improved self demanded nothing from you, and that was its appeal. Existentialism is even more uncomfortable. You weren't waiting at the door. You were at the desk, at the 2 p.m. window, composing the person who would begin, and that composition felt like progress because it required such serious attention. Someday is not time, it is the alibi.
Taoism and Zen both reach for images instead of arguments. And honestly, that's the right call here. Taoism says you've been packing the hub. All those journals and resolutions are wood driven into the center where the axle has to turn free. Holding a full cup up to the rain. Zen just says, carrying water in a net. The net is beautiful. You showed people the weaving. The water is gone. And then the pop culture oracle offers this cowboy image, riding the same ridge every morning, telling yourself you're scouting new country, which is actually kind of devastating. Intentions written down in good penmanship have a way of feeling like deeds already done. What the traditions agree on, and even when they fight about everything else, is that the idea of changing is not neutral storage. It's doing something, probably protecting you. Tomorrow we find out from a new question what it's protecting you from. Come back for that.
That was thegodshow.us. 15 traditions, one question, zero comfortable exits. The show is free and daily and multilingual, and it stays that way because listeners subscribe and share it. If this one landed, tell one person who has a very full journal and very few finished sentences. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to dyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. Today's question asked what you have been doing with the time, and every tradition basically said, building a very convincing campfire out of your own intentions and wondering why you are still cold. May your net spring a leak. May the stars get in. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.